earthworms, and there are different kinds, catawba worms, that like feed on the catawba leaves, catawba trees, and they're horrible. They look more like caterpillars, and they're so sickening.
What kind of small fish people could use for bait?
Minnow.
And something that hops around, an insect that hops around in the grass.
Well, like I guess a grasshopper or cricket. Crickets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, grasshoppers too, I think you could use for bait.
You ever heard them called hopper grass?
No. Somebody. To me, that's backwards.
And something you hear making a noise around the lake at night?
Frogs.
What different kinds of frogs?
Well, they're toad frogs, they're tree frogs, bullfrogs. That's all I can think of.
And a hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle.
Are there different kinds?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, there are some extremely large kinds that are, I don't know if they're only found, like, I don't know if they, you know, would just be in fresh water or salt. I think some of the larger ones can be from fresh water, too. Anyway, I don't know to distinguish. Well, wait a minute. Like the big ones, they call terrapins. Is that the name for the large ones?
Are they in water or land or what?
Oh, I think they'd, you know, be both in water and land.
Mm-hmm. And kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light?
Oh, a moth.
Okay, and talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several
moths.
And an insect that has a light in its tail.
Lightning bug. And or maybe a firefly would be another name. We always call them lightning bugs.
Uh-huh. Something that'll bite you and supposed to carry malaria.
Mosquito.
And an insect that tiny red insect would get on your skin if you went walking through the woods.
Oh, like I guess a chigger or red bug.
Which did y'all used to call it?
Well, we just used both words so much, and I'm not sure if we, you know, were distinguishing really or not.
You'd just use either term?
I'm really not sure. I think probably we did use both terms to mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't really sure what it was half the time.
Say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up and on the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
Well, like a cobweb.
Uh-huh. Would that have anything in it?
Well, sometimes it might have a spider in it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something similar to that that was outside, maybe across a bush?
Well, spider web.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it a cobweb if it's outside?
No, I would pretty well call it a spider web outside.
Okay. What different kinds of insects will sting you?
A wasp will.
Talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
Wasps.
What else besides a wasp?
A bee will sting you.
What about something that's got yellow and black stripes on it?
Oh, a yellow jacket. It's a kind of a wasp, I think.
Where's their nest?